Kregatit. Kregatit. So the Goyen points out, we say Kregatit because like more in Broches of Brui Eishes Remeya, she said it's not the right to curse even meaning, because Yitamo Hatoyim in Ores, Hatoyim Bolechit, we have to be spallel that all that precaution should do tshuva, but not that they should die. So the Goyen says, that's why we say, V'chol Risho Kerega Teivet, not V'chol Yisei Risho Kerega Yevet. The Sfardi Nuseach is V'chol Amin Kerega Yevet. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, he says, it doesn't mean Kerega Yevet, they should die. It doesn't mean they should die. After all, what Ruye said, the Yitamo Chatoim Lechaitim, and then the Gemara in Broches, Navizor, in Sanhedrin, mentions his story about Reb Shur ben Levi, that he had a certain neighbor, an Amin, who tortured him. He tortured him, verbally tortured him. So he tried to be mispalel b'shazam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shazam shel Baruch Hu, that he should die, that mean who tortured him constantly. So then, when the shazam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu took place, so he fell asleep. So Rabbi Shur ben Levi said, Shmamino lav'irach arali mebedoche, tichsiv, gamanish latzadik loitei. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Gamanish latzadik loitev ein loitev elra." So, in other words, it's also the love of nosib amchol isoyer of iskal cheres doesn't apply because he's not an isma isamchol. But it's not the proper thing to curse, even when a minat cares. It's not a proper thing. So Rabbi Yaakov says, "What it means b'chol aminim kiregi yevedu?" It means the movement of that precaution should disappear. In other words, we are supposed to curse the movement of that precaution, not has to show them that precaution themselves, that precaution themselves. So we have to misspell, we should do tshuva, yitamo chatoyim v'lechaitim, but as a movement. And I mentioned the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, I mentioned it many times, and I keep on mentioning it. Now, because of certain issues, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim says that the tzdukim were raised by the fathers in tzdukim, so then we are mechuyev lachyisom moshchom v'divrei sholem v'avom, because they are tinnik shenishbos. Only when is there no chiyuv lachyisei misanecha v'shemesno, the those who are not raised by parents who are tzdukim, like tzodik u'baisin himself, but the tzdukim who are raised by the parents, so we are mechuyev lachyisom, mechuyev l'moshchom v'shemesholem. Still, the Rambam says, Nilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, B'nei Ba'isheini Tzotz HaMinus B'Yisrael, V'yotzu HaTzdukim Meheiro Yovei. He's cursing them. After all, the Tzdukim, the Atinik Shenishbos, the bulk of them, so Atinik Shenishbos, so the Rambam says, we are Mechuyiv Lachyisom, Moshchom B'Yisholem, here, all of a sudden, he curses them. The answer is, he's not cursing the meaning that's dukim as individuals. As individuals, we are mechuyef l'moshchom v'yivisholem. But as a movement, he's cursing the movement. Meir yivayim. So this is what Rabbi Yankfem says. Even according to the Sfardic nusche, in the tefillah v'chol aminim ki rega yivayim. So we do say yivayim, we do curse them, but we don't curse them as individuals, that the individual meaning should die. But it means the movement should die, the movement should disappear. Kirega momentarily should disappear. So we are mechuyev to fight minus, but not chas v'sholem to fight the meaning. The meaning we have to be meishich, b'divrei sholem. So that's why avolim dileg birkas amalshinim mi misal kneisi miyat shema apikiras. What kind of why? Because since he made a mistake in the birkas amalshinim, so that's a reyese, and it establishes a doubt. Maybe internally in his mind he's also not cares. So that's why he doesn't want to curse the apikosim. Because the kavone is not to curse the apikosim as individuals. The kavone is to curse the apikosim movement, the reform movement, the conservative movement, the reconstructionist movement, Chas v'Sholem, who is cursing the reform rabbis. We want that they should do tshuva and they should be straightened out, they should see the light, Chas v'Sholem. Chaznish says that today we have to be mikare on an individual level, every apikeres, even somebody who is not a tinnik shenishbo. Because there are so many apikoresim that we couldn't say that we should fight them constantly on an individual level. But on the contrary, we have to leave it on, but only on an individual level. But as a movement, we have to fight them. Here, if he omits the Broch Mashinim, so that creates a suffix, maybe internally he is affected with repugnant ideas, so he doesn't even want to curse the movement. But the fact that somebody doesn't want to curse them as individuals, Chas v'Sholem, the Shmuel HaKotan was misaken the Broche, did not intend to curse the apikosim as individuals, only as a movement. And if somebody doesn't want to curse as a movement, then there is a reyese, maybe he is affected with repugnant concepts. So that's why the halacha is avulim dileg birkas amalshinim misal kneisei miyat shema pikeres. Why? Because the kavone, he knows himself that the kavone of the chachomim was not to curse the apikosim as individuals, and the kavone by Shmuel HaKotan was to curse the movement. So if he refuses to curse at the movement, so then there is a choshe, maybe himself internally is an apikeres. Miyat shema apikeres uvim hiskel bo vito ein mishalkins. Shliach tzibu sheto vein yidei al arzalim keimei. But suppose so, lichatchile, if a shliach tzibu makes a mistake, we're not allowed to replace him with somebody else. But suppose the one who made a mistake became so confused, you know, that he cannot even start again because he became confused. So then we have to replace him by somebody else. Yamid acher tachto, ki derach shenizboya liil, simen gimel, umasril mitchilas habroche sheto ze, imhoyo atoiz. So in other words, and the aloha is that if somebody has to replace him, he cannot continue at the place where the first one stopped. He has to start at the beginning of the broch. He has to start at the beginning of the broch. So that means you cannot, sometimes, as a matter of fact, years ago at a certain wedding, So the mechutonim had many rabbonim to be mechabit. So the mechutin suggested to me, he doesn't have enough vroches under the chuppah to mechabit all the rabbonim, the rabbeim he had there, bishefa, rabbeim, chassidik rabbeim, rabbonim, rosh yeshivas, and he didn't want to embarrass anybody. So the mechutin suggested maybe he can give one broche to two rabbonim. So I said, no, it will be broch al vatore. Both will be either the Issa or broch al vatore. The one who says the first F and the one who says the second F. Because we see from this aloche, umaschel mitchiles habroche sheto ze. Im hoyo, hat toys bem choyes. So if, because the Shmoneh Esre consists of three portions, the first portion is the Gimel Rishenis of Shvach, the middle portion is the 12 together from Arshinim, 13 brachas of Bakoshes Socho, and then the last three are the three brachas Achrenis of Vidoy. So the halacha is that the brachas, the three brachas Rishenis of Shvach, and the last three brachas Achrenis of Vidoye are being considered like one bracha. Let's say if he makes a mistake in the first three brachas, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esre. If he makes a mistake in the last three brachas, so he has to go back to the, let's say, Amelech HaKodesh. Suppose Maaser Shel Teshuva, he said, Hokil HaKodesh, or during the year, he said Amelech HaKodesh. So he cannot go back to the bracha of Dushi. And he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esre. And the same thing, the last three brachas is considered like one bracha. So Meili says, the Mechaba Paskins, V'mhoyo b'gimu v'shenis, maskel b'reish, because it's considered like one bracha. V'im b'gimu achrenis, maskel v'tzeh. So that means, in Shem brachas, the Mechutin is Mechavet, one Rov of Beir Pri HaGefen, and the other Rov with the Bracha of Shehakol Baruch Hu. And then at every wedding, when that happens, so there is a protest by other Rabbonim, you cannot do it. You can't do it. It's only in the Gimel Brachas Rishenis of Shmoneh Esre, or the Gimel Brachas Achrenis of Shmoneh Esre, that's considered like one Bracha. But any other Brachas, so can be distributed separately. I mean, even Beir Pri HaGefen can be given to one Rov and Shehakol Baruch Hu. And the same thing could be true of Slavishn also, but that no one will do because he'll feel so insulted. In other words, if one will get a broche of Beir Pri HaGefen and the other Rov will get a broche of Shom Tzitzavitz, one of Arois, both will be insulted. So you cannot do it because of Nod Machaveri, but Al Pidin, Mitzad Binodal and Mokim, you could divide the two, because it's separate brachas. Only the first three brachas in Shmoneh Esre and the last three brachas, Kasid one brach. Anyway, so there is in the Chubis Rabbi Kveger, there was a Maisi, the Chazan, and Yom Neroim, and Shonoi, Kippur, so he made a mistake. Let's say he said Hokil HaKodesh, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you know, you have so many piyutim, you know, and everything. So Rabbi Kveger paskened that he has to go back to the beginning of the brache. He has to go back to the beginning of the brache and say everything beginning, because it's like one brache. That's what he says. V'mhoyo b'kimu v'shenis, maskel b'reish, v'mkimu achrenis, maskel ritzei. However, there are some achrenim. The Bir Aloha mentions that Tritea and Chuvas Beis Yehude li inyan shliach tzibur shem yisalev b'yato gibeya. But Rabbi Kveger and the Chayodom Paskin, that even, let's say, if it happens on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, when going back means, I mean, the whole thing, but Rabbi Kveger Paskin, he has to go back, but without the piyutim. The piyutim, he doesn't have to say all over again. Piyutim, that's only a minig. But he has to go back. However, they are poskim who don't paskin like the Mechaber. And they say that true, it's considered like one broche. But to say broches again, that will be shaile in broche vatole, because after all, every broche b'fni atzmo is considered like a bracha. Every bracha by itself is considered a bracha b'fnei asmo. But Ligabe, let's say, if he made a mistake, so the takone was, he has to be chazal reish. So that was the konz chachon. But here, he says, so he shouldn't. But however, the Mishneh Brura says that we should not be chishish for the shite of the Priteyar and the Beis Yude, because the Nishma Sodom, Tzidachai Odom, and Rabbi Kveiga paskent like that. And then he mentions that Rabbi Kveiga himself says that this halacha that is mentioned, so the Priteyar and the Nishma Sodom, they don't paskent like the Mechaber altogether. But Rabbi Kveiger and Nishma Sodom, they paskent like the Mechaber. But they make one limitation, they mention one limitation, that when Mechaber says, V'imhoyo b'gimu v'sheinis masru b'reish, so it's only true in a case where the other person who replaces the first person was not Mechaber to what the first person said. He didn't pay attention. So then he has to be Chazal Reish, the beginning of Shneser. But suppose the other person who replaces him was Mechavein, and he paid attention to what the Chazan says at the beginning, so then, even according to the Mechaber, so the second person should not go back to the beginning of the Tefillah, but just to the Broche. Let's say if he made a mistake, he said Okil HaKodesh instead of Amelech HaKodesh, and it's more than a Kiddibur to correct himself, so then if the second person was Mechaven, he paid attention to what the first Chazan said, so then he shouldn't go back to the beginning. However, Mishneh Brura mentions certain poskim who are chilik on Rabbi Kveiga on that. And Rabbi the Mishneh Brura himself, I don't think is machria, he says Vitzor Chiyon in such case. In a case who wasn't Mechaven, so of course he paskens like the Psak of Mechaber, not like the Priteyar and the Beis Yehudah. But in the case where the second person who is Mamshir, so was paid attention to the first person, so Rabbi Kveiga says even according to Mechaber, he shouldn't go back to the beginning, but the Asamu Chilik on Rabbi Kveiga. So on that he says Sorchiyun and he's not Machia. This is a very difficult child because it happens many times, especially among Chazonim, you know, they are so involved years ago, they are so involved and they become absorbed in the choir singing and this and that. So then they forget, and instead of saying Amelech HaKodesh, they say Okil HaKodesh. I experienced that years ago in New York, many, many times. Every other Rosh Hashanah I experienced it. And then it's a difficult child, to pass. So of course, if we have to pass like Rav Kveiga, if the one who is, and here it's not a question of another person replacing him. It's a question of the same chazan, because nothing happened to him. The chazan doesn't faint, only because he's so absorbed, you know, in paying attention to the singing by the choir that he forgets that he has to conclude Hamelech HaKodesh. So Mele, according to Rabbi Kveiga, the same chazan should not go back to the beginning, but he can just start the broche of Hamelech HaKodesh. All right. Kolmokim she'ayochit chizer u'mispalel shliach tzibur chizer u'mispalel into kemeisi kishemispalel b'kirom chutz mishachi shal v'shchenis. So in other words, in any place where a yochit the daven's at home, so he has to be chizer u'mispalel. So let's say he didn't say Saint Almoto, he didn't say Mashvaruach u'meir dageshet. so schlecht Zibo ist Chesel Mispala, in Tolke Meis, Kishe Mispala Bekeron, Chutz, Ola Zeh Rishchedish, Amin Amensh, Chutz Mishachi Shal Rishchedish, Sola Zeh, Shu Chutz Mishachi Shal Rishchedish, Shim Shochach, Schlecht Zibo, Ola Hizke, Yalvi Yovei, Achi Hishlim Tvlosei, But, Yalvi Yovei, and Rishchedish is different. In anything else, he forgot, let's say, Yimashvoach, or he forgot to say, Saint Almoto. So, by Yochid, he has to come over again. So, if the Shliach Tzibur, in the Tfil of Kilrom, forgot Mashvoach, he also has to come over again. Except, if in the Tfil of Kilrom, the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, am Rishchedish forgot to say Yalvi Yovei, so then, Chutz Mishachish al Rishchedish im Shochash Shliach Tzibur v'lehizke Yalvi Yovei at Yishlim Tvulosei im Marzir v'neisei mitnei Tireach HaTzibur Sha'arei Tvulas HaMusofen Lifonov Shu Maske Bo Rishchedish. Why again? Because if you forget Yalvi Yovei. So the Shmnesre is Shmnesre. But he lacks the Askor. So Mele, he'll be able to be masquerade in the Tfilas Musa. So Mele, why should he daven over again? He can rectify his mistake because by the Tfilas Musa. Shari Tfilas HaMusofen Lifonov, Shul Maske Bo Rishchedish. Avol, Im Niska Kedim Shishlim Tfilosei. But suppose he reminds himself before he finished Mnesre, so then there is no such Terech HaTzibur, so is Chizal Erzei. Ve'im bo ze Terech HaTzibur. Yeishem rim dimto bishachis shal Shabbos v'yontev dinei k'mei b'rishchedish. Se, dinei k'mei b'rishchedish. In other words, the Primigodim explains it. It means that if on Shabbos and Yom Tov, instead of davening, the Yom Tov dike and the Shabbos dike, Shminesre, so then he davened a tefillah shel chayil. So he says, dinik mei b'rishchedish, and he doesn't have to daven over again because he will be mashlim it by the tefillah of the Musa. Why? Because the halacha is that the Eved, if he davened Techilat Shmnesre on Shabbos, as long as he mentioned Shabbos, even though the whole Shmnesre is Shel Chayil, so is Yetz. But the only thing is he has to mention Shabbos. So since he has to daven Musa, so it's considered the same thing. V'hochenu av, in toh shliach tzibur kishispal b'lachash. That's only if the shliach tzibur made a mistake in the tefillah of Kilrom. But suppose the shliach tzibur made a mistake in the tefillah b'lachash. In toh shliach tzibur kishispal b'lachash, leilo v'nechizor mispal sheinis, mitmeteach hatzibur. But if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake in Tfilas Lachash, he's going to daven the same Shmnesre in Kilrom. And in Kilrom he can be Yetzei b'Shas HaDchak, both Shmnesres. So Mele, he shouldn't daven over again, even if he made any mistake. So, Elo, Seimech HaTfilo Sheispal b'Kilrom, V'hu Shalito b'Gimul Sheineis, Sheinto b'hem, Le'ilom Chizeir, to Simen Kuf Chob Zayin, there's the last Simen in Hilchas Tfile. Din Meidim de Rabbonon, ki shi agi ashliach tzibo li Meidim seichi neime yatzibo. So, it's a special chiyuv to be seichi with Meidim and to say the Meidim de Rabbonon. They shouldn't bow too much. Yeser midai, not too much. In other words, it says the bow has to be made like all shriyas that we make the etoves and you know and the tridoye the same way. Ve'emri meidi manachnu loch sha'ato hu adishem alekeinu alekei kol boso. And then the conclusion is v'chisim boch keila yidoyes beloy askoras Hashem. So the Mechaba paskens that he shouldn't mention the Shem, Boruch Kilai Dois. But the Gro says that the conclusion has to be Boruch Ato Adi Shem Kilai Dois. But of course, the Minig is not like the Gro, like the Mechaba. We just say Boruch Kilai Dois. V'yesh mi she'eimei she'tzorich lishcheis gam b'seif. So there is a shite that he has to make, the Mechaba says he has to make a bow at the beginning of the Meidim Derabonon. But then there is a shite, there is the shite of the Rashbo, that he has to make a bow even at the end. V'teif lochesh l'dvorov. Then there is a shite that the whole thing should be said with a bow. Yesh emrim she'im ha'kil b'shri achas. In one bow, v'chein aminek. Im ein shom kehanim, eimer shliach tzibur, elekeinu v'lekei abiseinu, v'opcheinu b'abrocham sheleshes, v'ani avorchi. In other words, even though there are no kehanim, there is no nisias kapayim, but the shliach tzibur has to say, b'tiras tfile, v'opcheinu b'abrocham sheleshes. Vein atzibor eini machob omein, elo kein yirotzi. Vein eimrim alakeinu leikha viseinu, rak bizman, sherou libir kaskeyanim, viliso kapayim. In other words, only when alpidin there can be nisias kapayim, but there is no nisias kapayim, in chutz loretz. So there is no nisias kapayim except yontef and et musef, but there could be nisias kapayim alpidin, in Shachris, some mele we say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, but at Mincha there is a takone that there shouldn't be Nisias Kapayim because Shikras is Motsu. Some mele we don't say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. V'noag uleima b'Shachris sim sholei. So b'Shachris we say sim sholei. V'yeish Calls man she'imir elkeinu elkei avisein. Masheinkim b'mincha when you don't say elkeinu elkei avisein, because there is no nisias kapayim, so we don't say sim sholem, we say sholem rov. Avol b'lavoche, but if it's we don't say elkeinu elkei avisein, let's say at mincha at ma'ariv, so we say sholem rov. V'yesh maschilim. Sim sholim b'mincha shel Shabbos, even though there is no nisias kapayim, because uksiv be'beir panecho nusata lanu shehi ateiro shekirim b'mincha b'Shabbos. But mincha in meichel we don't say sim sholim. However, the nusach ha'ari is always to say sim sholim. Luchas Nisias Kapai Simen Kuf Chofches Ei Nisias Kapayim Bipoches Miyut. That Nisias Kapayim requires a saw Tzibu Ve'akeyanim min Aminyen. And the Keyanim are also Mitzuref to the Minyen. Ve'in Lizar Liso Kapov Afilu Im Keyanim Acherim. Izar is not allowed to be Nisias Kapov. And it is, and Teisve says, it is, the Gemara says, Zar Shebir Echiva Be'ese. But Rishenim say, Teisve, other Rishenim say, where is the Ese? Atem Veloy Zarim, it's Lava Bom Chal Ese. But of course, the Iser is only if he does it, Be'asor, I mean, if he does it, I don't think that if he's Zar, will just say the Brochim Varechecho And if it's not Vasoro, and it's not Vinsir's Kapayim, or Be'iva the Ese, in other words, if he does it the way a Kayan is supposed to do it, Be'asoro, Vinsir's Kapayim, then if a Zal does it that way, he's Eivar and Nisar Ese. But it's not the ideal thing, even though it doesn't involve the Iser of Ese, but it's not the ideal thing for a Zal to use the brocha of Yivarecho. A Kayan, yes, even if he is not Vaso, so he's not Mikhaim the Mitzvah, but that's the brocha that is Moso to him. But for Izar, it won't involve the Yisar Ese, but it's not the ideal thing for Izar to use the brocha Yivarecho. And the ideal formula for Izar to be Mivorech is Yisimcha Likim Kefraim Vechimnashim. And this is what Rashi says, B'chol Yivorech Yisroel Leimeya, Shokol Avam Vorech Et Bnei, or if a Rebbe wants to give a broche to a Talmid or to any Jew, so the ideal pattern of broche is Yisimchalim. If he's a Kayan, so then he can say Yivarechecho, even though it will not be Mikhaim the Mitzvah. But it's not the ideal thing for a non-Kayan to use the broche of Yivarecho. But if a non-Kayan does it Vasoro and Nisir's Kapayim, so then he is Eivir and Es. In Nisir's Kapayim Bipoches Miyud V'akirim Ami. And I remember when I was a young man, I mean the 20s, so the conservative rabbis, now they are already beyond that stage, but the conservative rabbis, after the services, so he used to put his hands like a kayan and be mivoreich, mivore the whole tzibur. That involved the nisares. Vainly, so today, they are beyond that stage. They don't even use that. Vainly, so liso kapo of a feeling kianim achir. Dizar eva besh. Vitesves perikol kisvei lo yoda ri maisa yeish bizar oile vi efsharim kianim achirim shore vi tzorachim, but other rishenim say explicitly while tesves shite is that im kianim achirim it might be muter, but the rishenim will say that even im kianim achirim is this involves an isares kol kein shein beyachot me advorim amakvim im ein eile liduchun af al pishe bitl mitvesese achas harezeira ki gimul es because keisi volchu em eile hem vi somo eshmi. So actually in that posik he al tvi ese, so of course in the mir amitves it's only one ese, but it's emphasized three times. Im hoyo Bisakneses kishikoro keani, oim omrule laaleis, oi little yodov. In other words, it doesn't mean any kean who doesn't come to shul, even if he's outside the shul, and he knows they are going to duchum, that if he doesn't come in, he's in batlan ese. Only if he's there, when the shliach tzibur says keani, or anybody else tells him lalis and he's not ele, then he's ever an ese deraisi. And the ese of Nisir's Kapayim is not limited to Migdosh. It's not limited to Migdosh. Of course, the mokir is the posik in Shmini, Vayamid Aren, but it has a shayches to Aveide. That's why when Nisir's Kapayim can only take place in the Tfilo and in the brocha of the Aveide. Now, the aloha that's in the broch of Aveide and Ritzei, that's the Rabbonon. But Midraise, the Nisir's Kapayim, is shayach to Aveide, as a concomitant of Aveide. But on the Midraise level, there is a kiyum of Nishalmo Porim Sforseinu. Some male tefillah has a kiyum, has two aspects, has a kiyum of Rachme, and has a kiyum of Nishalma Porim Sforseinu. What is Nishalma Porim Sforseinu? Nishalma Porim Sforseinu is a kiyum of Korban B'peh. In other words, Nishalma Porim Sforseinu. So Nisir's Kapayim can only be realized nidereise bishas aveide, either aveide mamesh or the aveide of nishalma porim sforseinu. Whether it is takes place in the brocha of ritzei or upon the conclusion of tefillah, it doesn't make any difference on the raisa level. But midrabono and the chachamim are misakein that it has to take place in the brocha of ritzei. Im olo pamachas b'yeim ze shuv einei eiveya. So if, even though there is a Kayan who is not Nisi Eskapo, some Mele is Mevatla Neseder Aise, but suppose he already duchumt in the first minyan, and then he happens to be in Shul in the second minyan, let's say in Yerushalayim at the Kotel. So there might be 10 millionim or more than 10 millionim, one after the other. Suppose a Kayan davened in the, was duchumt in the Ashkome Minyan at the Kotel, and then he remains there for 10 other Minyanim. So then, of course, every time he duchums, he's Mikayim Mitzvah, Kiyumis. But he's not Mivatil an Ese. Once he duchumt once, he's not Mivatil Ese. Imolopam achas v'yim ze shuve neive afilo omru le'ale. Kisha akeyanim en reitzim la'alis liduchon in its richen lishes chutz misakneses, ella bishor shekiri achazen kehani, aval kidei shal yemu sheim gumim noagu shal likonis lebisakneses at sheyikmu lebirkas kehanim. If for some reason the kehan doesn't want to do, so then it doesn't mean that he has to stay outside the duchaning. Outside, otherwise, if he stands inside while the duchen is vatla neseder aise. When is in vatla neseder aise? If he's in the shul, when he's called to duch, but if at the time when he's called to duch, so he's not in the shul, and then the kehanim are in the middle of duchening, they started to duch already, he comes in, he's not even an ese, but it's not midrabonon, he's not allowed to be in shul while they are duchening, because people say, oh, this Kayan is known as a Kayan and he doesn't participate in duchening, they'll say, maybe there is a psul in him, maybe he's a chor. Loyalo akeyan liduchen bi manalim, avul butikushayim shor. Now, there is aloche that you cannot duchen with the shoes on. Now this has nothing to do with the aloche that aveide cannot be done on the shoes, because nisias kapayim is not an aveide in the sense that it cannot be done with the shoes, but it's a special takone of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that a kohen shouldn't duchum with the shoes on. Shemo yiposik leiritzur. In other words, suppose the strap or the shoelace of the shoe gets torn, and the people, you know, he might be very sensitive that his friends will laugh at him if the shoelaces are not tied, even though today many important people, they walk, in the street, and they come to weddings with the shoelaces untied. But it is something that many a person might be sensitive. Some mele, if he duchens with the shoe, suppose the strap is torn, the shoelace is untied or torn, so then the kohen will notice it and he will feel very embarrassed, so he'll start in the middle of duchening to tie it. So because of that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaking that the kohen is not allowed to duchen with the shoes on. Aval b'boti shukayim shor, but with socks, it's okay, only with shoes not. V'yesh machmirim imeim shaleya. If the socks are made of leather, sometimes you have socks that is made of leather, so then there is a sheeted rizosa. Vinoagu lehokel b'ktsas mekeimis. In other words, ktsas mekeimis, so the amekel, even to stand, to duchon in socks, even if the socks are made of leather. Now, I remember when I was loving in New York, before I came to Chicago, so whenever many German Jews, so when they do hunt, they took off the shoes and they put on the gym shoes. I never understood that. I didn't see it at Frankfurt am Main Jews, but only the Orthodox Jews from who lived in Berlin or in Hamburg, in other places. I didn't see it. Any German Jew from Frankfurt am Main, I don't know what their meaning is, but other German Jews from Berlin, Hamburg, other places, so had that meaning. And they said that was their practice in Germany before the Second World War. The Mishneh Berurah says, Beferesh and many other poskim, that there is no heter, because this is not itakone of that Nilas Asandl is also Bishas Duchanin, the way it is in Kippur and Tisha B'av. So, gym shoes are not sandal. But here is a special takone, Shemo Yiposik Ritzur Biseich Naole. So, that term applies to gym shoes as much as to a leather shoe. And the Mishneh Berurah says Beferesh, that is not Nochem, but since they said that was their minig in Germany, in Berlin, in Hamburg, and Rabbonim Paskin, I didn't want to make an issue. But from all the poskim, it seems that is osa. Afal pi shenot lo hakeyanim yideyem shachris, chizrim vineitin yideyem ad aperek, shochib rayad vazreya. In regard to the nesirdayim for achile, so there is a machlekes rishenim. There are some rishenim who say that you only have to wash up the ear. There are some rishenim who say you have to wash up the ear. Some rishenim, all shittis, you have to wash up the ear, up to the Zreya. And of course, we are machmir to wash up to the Zreya. So, but there are three shittis. Masheinkin, Ligabinitel, Shedayim, Afkeyanim, there are no shittis. Everybody agrees that you have to wash up to the Zreya. Because this is Negeya, sometimes, you know, in Kippur, some say, no, it's against the din only to wash at the Keanim's hand up to here. You have to wash the whole hand. There is no shaila about it. Because it is nismach on the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim that was in the Mishkan. And there on the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, the Keanim had to mikadish the hand up to the Zreya. V'alevi yeitzik the mechaba paskins, v'alevi yeitzik mayim al yideyem, yet that everybody paskins. But v'kedem lochein yitla levi yodof. The levi has to wash his hands before he pours the water on the kiyanim. But the ramor paskins know, v'leinoagu alivim litil yideyem tchilo, rak somuchu al nitiloson shachis. אם נוט על הקין יודף שחריס, ובירך על נטיל צדיים, לא ירזה לבורך כשנטל יודף מסיאס כפיים, but he has to be נטל יודף, but he doesn't have to, he shouldn't make a ברוך. כשמסחל שליח ציבו ריצי כל קין שביסה כנסס, נקה מנקי מלאלס לידוך. When the, in other words, he has to start going up to the bimah, wherever they stand, bishas the nesias kapayim, at the time that the kohen says ritzei, vim liagia shom, vaafim liagia shom, asher yisaim shliach tzibur ritzei shapodom. Suppose, of course, the ideal thing is to go up to the bimah, to the place we are going to duchum, before the chazan says ritzei. But suppose they started, let's say, Kihanim stand at the end of the shul, it's a big shul, and it takes them 2 minutes until they walk over. As long as they made the akire at the time that the chazan said the ritzei, So it doesn't matter. Aval im liokar aglov beritzei, but suppose it didn't even start going up to the bime, shuv liyale, it's a special takone. Kishei krim, akirnim ragleim laalis liduchon, imim yirotzim ufanecho, adishem alakinish, de brocha zushas yisonu, levora samcho yisroel, brocha shleimo, lehebom yichshul vavin, מעט עבד אלום ומעריכם בתפילו עד שייך לאומן של ידועים פי הציבו אם דים בידוחון פניהם כלפי האיכל ואחריהם כלפי אום וסביסיהם כפופים לשחקפיהם עד ששליח ציבו מסיים מילים ועוז אם הם שניים קיירים להם השליח ציבו כהנים So the halacha is that Shliach Tzibur has to call say Kehanim If at least there are two Kehan. But suppose there is one Kehan, then the Kehan, he can't say Kehanim, and he can't say Kehan either, because he cannot be Mishane. So Memele, the Kehan, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say anything. But the Kehan just goes up, I mean, he starts making the Brocha, he went up before, but he says Brocha, and he starts the Nesias Kapai. V'leyeimar lekeinu leke aviseinu. ויש אמרים שאמרים איסי בלחש עד מילס כהנים. Now suppose there is only one כהן, so he doesn't say כהנים. Does he say אלכינו לכאביסינו? So לא יאמר. Then he says ויש אמרים שאמרים איסי בלחש עד מילס כהנים ועוז ימרו בכל רום. וחיזה ואמר עם דשכו כאומו בלחש. In other words, that has reference not only the case where there is, that has reference the case where there are two Kehanim. So the first sheet is, V'yeimar alekeinu leke aviseinu. V'yeish emrim she'emrim eisi bilachash. He does say it, at milas Kehanim, v'oz yemro b'kilron. V'cheza v'yeimar am yishach okomo bilachash. V'yichin eyegim neseilu, umarzirim pneim kilapion. ויומחד אין קיר לי ילהו מעצמי מרזר פונוף כי שמרזירים פניהם כלפי אום מבורך משום ציזו ושל ארן שוש של ארן ספון לך מסחול ביעבו מגבים ידיהם כנדק ספסיהם ומגבים יד נימוניס קצת למיילו מהסמליס ופשטים ידיהם וחלקן אסבסיהם ומחבנים לססי אבירים בין בייסס בויס לבייסס בויס הברחו ונעזבר לגודל מגודל לגודל ופרסים כפיהם כדי שתיך כפיהם כנגד אורס ואחיר ידיהם כנגד שמיים. So, מסחיל נעקיינים לימר יברחכו ויש אמרים שגם מילס יברחכו יקחו איסי שליח ציבו תחילו וכן נהג עם חום נעשהו ואחרי מיקר איסום שליח ציבו יסטו mention every word before them. V'hakim ikare isem shliach tzibo milo b'milo v'hei meino achov. That's bracha mishaleshes. What does it mean bracha mishaleshes? There are three brachas. That's one bracha. That's why he ends a romei after Shmarach. Yisrael Shem Pon V'lachav Choneko is the second bracha. Yisrael Shem Pon V'lachav Yosem L'choshalim. So it's the third bracha. Now in Sidurim, some Sidurim it's mentioned bracha Hamsholeshes Batir Aksuv Al Dimeishe, and in some Sidurim it's mentioned bracha Hamsholeshes Batir. I don't understand these Sidurim, even though the Rabbonim are here who say that we have to say Broch Hamsholeshes Bator. It seems to me that the proper way of saying it is not Broch Hamsholeshes Bator. Of course it's Hamsholeshes Bator also, but Al Pidin it's a Broch Hamsholeshes. V'horayi we answer Omein after every Brocho. So maybe we should say Broch Hamsholeshes Bator Aksuv Al Dimeish. Why so many Rabbonim are here asking that we have to say Dafke Broch Hamsholeshes Bator? I can't understand. im Wolchen Elo Beloschna Kedesh, uva Amide uvinsias Kapaim, vahakein Maschleach Zibos im Scholem, was Keanim Marzirim Pneum Lehechel, Vem Ribeno Yom, Mosinima Shigazaltolino, Aseatoma Shiftachtonu, Hashkifom in Kotchum Nashamayim, Vorasamho Israel, Viarich with Philozuachi, Sim Schleach Zibo, Sim Scholem, Vishiano Azibo, Omein Al Schneem, Vimnechel Harako Kachim Radubamore, in Akeanim Rashoil Hauser Pneum. עד שיסקל שליח ציבור שים שולם, ואין רשויים לא כפס בייסיהם עד שיעזו פניהם, ואין נמשום ואין רשויים לעקר משום עד שישיים שליח ציבור שים שולם, ויש מי שאימר שצריכים להמתינה שיציים לעציבור להניס אומן אך הברק השים שולם וכן אמיני. כי שמחזירים פניהם בין בתחיל או בין בסוף להחזיר על הדרך ימין, כי שירדים נדוכן לו ייגו במנעליהם המתנופים ועם נגים ייטלו ידיהם לתפילו שיספלו לאחר כך. דלוש ניס לו ייגו במנעליהם המתנופים, המתנופים. But משנה ברורה says it doesn't mean only if they are dirty. Because usually shoes are dirty, so maybe it's low pluck, so you shouldn't touch the shoes even if they happen to be clean. And that he mentions, I mean, the Pashas Haloshin is not that way, but he mentions it in the name of the Leo Rabbe and the Primi God. Ein hamkare shekere keanim rashoi likres kehanim ashi yichlem pe atzibo omen sheini nacha birkas meidim ואין הקיינים רשויים להסכל בירקה שון צאיסו שון ושוש של הארין עד שייכלה דיבור קריס הקיינים פי הקירי ואחר שבירך הקיינים שון ושוש של הארין אין רשויים להסכל לברך אחו עד שייכלה מפי כל הציבור אומן שאין עם החבירקס השון ושוש של הארין וכן רשויים להסכל בטיבו עד שיתיכלה הטיבו מפי המקרי ואין הציבורין ואומן אשתיך לברוכם פי הקיינים ולהסחיל להקיינם ריבן או אילומים אשתיך לאומן מפי כל הציבור אין שליח ציבור רשוי לאניס אומן אך הברוכה של קיינים in other words the ציבור have to say אומן but the שליח ציבור who is the מקרי he is not allowed to say אומן אם שליח ציבור קיין suppose the חזן himself happens to be Kehen, im yeshom kehanim acherim, lo yiso eskapov. Ve lo yeim olay lalis, oi little yodov, avol im omrolay, tzorch lalis, du eiva beesim in eile. Ba afilo yeshom kehen elohu, lo yiso eskapov, elo deset akone. Maybe he'll become confused. Of course, midarai say he has to be neis eskapov. But there is a takone that he shouldn't, maybe he'll become confused. But suppose he's the only Kehen, so then he can only be Neisias Kapov, Elohim ki muftach li, she yazal it to Allah, say that he will not become confused. B'lei tirev adas, she mufta b'kach, ki m'shein shem Kehen Elohu, yiso es Kapov, kidei shal it is batel, Neisias Kapayim, v'cheitzat yaseh, יקר אגלוף מיד בעבידה ויימר עד לוחון אוהל הידיס ויאללה לדוחון ויבורר ברכס קיינים ויקח לאחר. So, you know, sometimes, let's say, on Yom Noroim, I remember, where the chazen, years ago, the chazen was a Kehen. So, when it came to Duchaning at Musaf, so another person came up to the Bimeh and he was the mikare to the kehanim. V'yikla acher u'misayim ha'chazen simsholim. V'imamkare kiven litvila shliach tzibo mitchil v'asof od v'tfei she'yisayim ha'mikare simsholim. In ha'kehanim rashoin li nagim birkas kehanim shnayim u'shleisha nigunim mishum di'ika l'meicha shel tirof ha'das. V'ein li nagin elu nigin echod mitchil v'atzif. In other words, there has to be unison. When they sing a nigun, they have to sing the same nigun, because otherwise they might become confused. משתדלין שימקר ישראל, וכשאחזן כן ימד ישראל אצלי, ויקרו כהנים ויקר ישם דרצפת המנשנט, ואחזן אימד ושיסק, בשור שהכהנים מבורכים עום, לא יביטו ולא יסיחו דייתם, אלו יהיו עיניהם כלפי מדו, כלפי מטו, כמי שאימד בתפילו, ועום יחבנו לברוכו, ויהיו פניהם כנגד פני הפיינים, ולא יסתכלו בהם. No, so that's, there's a special takone, that the tzibur is not allowed to look at the kiyanim during tuchaning, because maybe he has some mum, so then he'll be embarrassed. וגם הקיינים להסתכלו בידיהם, על כי נוהגו לשאול של הטליס על פניהם וידיהם חוץ לטליס, ויש שמקים שנוהגו שידיהם בפנים מן הטליס של הסתכלו בהם, עם שאחרי הקיינים אינם בכל הברוך. So the Allah is, suppose the Kiyanim stand here. So if the Tzib, anybody who stand behind the Kiyan, he's not בכל הברוך. Aval milifneim, those who stand in front of them, or vitzideim on the side, afil mechitze shal barzel, eino mafsekes, ulachreim name, imei manusim, kinam shebisodeis, shem trudim bimlachton, v'niyecheilim, lo vehim b'chol abohar. That sounds strange. In other words, if somebody is in the shul, and but he stands behind the bime, let's say he'll stand in this shiur, so he's not nichnas b'chol b'roche, but am shebisode is not in the shul altogether, since they're not in a position to stand in front of the kiyanim, so memele de'av b'chol b'roche. What kind of a din is it, monefshech? If the am shebisode is b'chol b'roche, why shouldn't the Jew who is in the shul but he stands behind the Kiyanim, not b'nichas habrach? Now, that can be explained with the shite of the Haredim. Even though I don't know of any other Rishon who says it, but I don't know of any Rishon who is chilek on the Haredim. The Haredim says that just as there is a mitzvah deraisa incumbent upon the Kiyanim, to be mivorech es Yisrael, similarly there is a chiyuv deraisa upon Yisrael to submit to brach. According to Haredim, if let's say, suppose a Jew happens to be in shul at the time when the kiyanim go up to Neses Kapov, then he decides, he'll go outside, he'll take a drink, or wants to talk to somebody. According to Haredim, he'll be mevatle nesed reise. So in other words, there is a chi of the reise incumbent of a kiyanim to be mevorech, and there is a chi of the reise incumbent upon the Israeli to submit to brach. So means some mele. That's why the din is that Gemara in Seite, since there is a chi of the reise to submit to brach. So what does it mean to submit to Boche? When somebody is Mivorech, so he stands in front of the Mivorech. It's not shaykh to say he submits to Boche if he stands behind the Mivorech. But, so if he's in shul, he's mechuyev to submit to Boche by standing in front of him. If he stands behind him, he's mevatle nesed reise. But if he's besode, he cannot stand in front of him. So as long as he wants to submit to the broche of the Kehanim, he's mikayim the mitzvah deraisa of submitting to the broche. Bisakneses shekul Kehanim im ein shemalim yud kulam eilim liduchon limi vorchim lachem shebisodeis umi ena achem omen hanoshim veatap vim yesham yesa maasoro hayseirim maasoro yalo vivorchu. So that's a Gemara, and you can deduce from this Gemara that the universal practice Bisman Chazal was that women came to Shul to daven. shouldn't think, because some say women don't have to daven. And some tzaddikim, so they even mention the goyim's letter to his wife that he shouldn't come to shul, but that goyim's letter is not relevant today. That was in those days when there was no telephone, and the only opportunity for women to talk gossip was by coming to shul. But today there is a telephone, and one can talk Lashon Hara for 5 hours without going to shul, so the goyim's letter has no bearing. Even though unfortunately some Lashon Hara is talked in shul too, by women and by men, and most of the time by men more than by women today, there was a nishtana hatev avniyodom, but if they go to shul, so the Lashon Hara will be reduced to a minimum. So of course women should go to shul, and you see from the Lashon HaGemara, so who will answer on me? The women will answer on me. But women are not supposed even to come to shul. So it's a raya from this Gemara that women are supposed to come to shul as much as men. And I'm not a feminist. עכשיו שהקרן מעריך נהבה בניגונים נוהגו גם כן לימי הפסוקים וחמי שנזבויה לימי בורך הריס הטיב שלו לאומרם קרן רשוי להיסיף מדעתי יסר השליש הפסוקים של בירקס קרנים ועם היסיף איבר בלטיסיף. In other words, suppose he says more than three brachas. Let's say in addition to Yvarech HaChor, he'll say so then he's either loved the rice of Baltasif. Kein shenos a kapo v'hakin holach b'sakneses achir omos a tzibo shal yigil b'kas kenim yochel lises kapo v'pam acheres. Even though he'll not be mivatil and I said the rice if he was nesi kapo once, but the mitzvah kiyum is his. Kein shalo yispalo adayim omos a tzibo mispalim nesi kapo v'inat filo ma'akvasei. Now, question. Sif Hoftes. Cain shall is Paula dying, Motso Tibo Miss Paulin, Nasi Capo, Venat Philomac was. In other words, it doesn't mean that in order that the Cain should do Hun, he has to dab. Of course, the Duchening has to take place in the tefillah shatz, at the broche, at aveide, but the one, the kein uduchums, does not have to dab. He can be mekayim the mitzvah in a full way, even if he didn't dab. Mi sheyesh lei mum bifonof ibiodof, if he has a certain blemish in his face or on his hands, in other words, the aloche of Balmum that is posel aveide does not apply to Nisias Kapayim, because Nisias Kapayim is like an aveide to a certain extent, but not ligabi the psul of mumim. But mit the rabbonon, so if he has a visible mum in the face, in the hands, that people see, so then he shouldn't do, because if he has a visible mum to which the people, the audience, is not accustomed, they'll keep on looking at him, they'll become distracted, and they will not concentrate on the tefillin and the Nesias Kapayim. So the Chachom Misakei that he shouldn't do. So Rabbona, mi sheyesh lo mum lifonof biyodof ken shemikanis yakumis yakushis. Lo yishes kapov mipnei shom mistakli v'yohad din li mishi yishlimun biraglov b'mokim she'inu liduchon b'lei b'yati shokai v'chei misherere yered al skone. If it's something that is obvious and people see it, oi she'in of zil feiz dimo, if he has a certain condition in the eye that tears constantly come down. If he's blind, what do you mean? It means even a sumen on one eye, and needless to mention a sumen on two eyes, but according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, that a sumen, who is a sumen on both eyes, is chayv mitzvahs. So merely there is no difference between a sumen on one eye and a sumen on two eyes. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, a sumen on two eyes should not even be mentioned because he's part of all mitzvahs, I say. But sumen be'achad me'inov, so he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, d'raisa, all mitzvahs, Rabbanon, like any other Jew. But this mitzvah, if the audience is not accustomed to it, he should not be mekayem. But, so it's only the Rabbanon, because it will distract the audience, they won't concentrate on the tefillah and the Nisias Kapayim. But if the audience, the people of the city, they know that and they don't look because they are accustomed to it. That means because we pasken like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, in this mitzvah also. What is it? How do we know whether the people are very accustomed to him or not? If he is a new resident, but he already lived here 30 days, so we presumably, so everybody knows, he will not become distracted. Vidafke bir, avol im heilir bakoy li acheres, visho shom lamed yeimloy. Only if he already settled, but so far he has only lived there 30 days, but intends to continue living there. So then people are already sufficiently acquainted with him, they all know. But suppose he does not intend to stay here, but temporarily he's here on business, and he's going back, let's say, on the 31st day. So, and it's already the 30th day, so then since everybody knows he doesn't want to stay here, so even though he stayed here 30 days, they are not sufficiently familiar with him, so it's not Doshbir yet. V'chol shesho lamed yeim loy, v'afil li shom liyes mnehir, ala bo liyes shom lamed, o yisefer mishores, shono, chotze shono, chosho Doshbir kol lamed. And this is not in conflict with what you said before, that it's considered Doshbir only if he intends to continue living there, but if he just came for business, and he's there 30 days, so he's not considered Dosh Birei. There it means he came for business and he's going to leave immediately after the 30th day, on the 31st day and 32nd day. Now he says, suppose he intends to stay here, but not for life, but only for a period of 3 years, a period of a year, a period of half a year. So since he's not going to leave immediately after the 30 days, so then he's considered a Dosh Birei. If the meaning of the mokim is that the keanim put the talis over their heads the way the keanim do today, affiliation before of yod of kamamum is escapable. So even if in the ponim there is a mum, but since the talis covers up the face, so they won't be able to see, so maybe he can be nice escapable. And the same thing is true if the mum is in his hands, but the talis covers his hand also. So vidafke. So when do we say, even if the mum is in his hands, and so then the talis covers it. So he sees a scarf off if the hands are covered by the talis. Vidafke mo yodo bifnim na talis. Avlim bachutz, he holds the talis. So then, of what avail is the fact that the talis, when the hand is outside the talis? Avim b'achus l'mahana talis. Hoyu yod of tzuyis, isti supura. Suppose his hands are dyed, so it's conspicuous. Lo yiso eskapov nipnisho, mistaklimem. The same time as mum, anything conspicuous that makes him look distinguished. Nishom mistaklem bim v'imrei v'yim lachtom bikach. Suppose there are all painters. Some mele, everybody's hands has paint. So then no one looks at him. V'imrei v'yim bikach. He says kapov v'chein u'dosh b'yiris kapov. Suppose everybody knows that he always, not all the people in the city are painters, but he is a painter and everybody is familiar with him. Everybody knows he has paint on his hands and his face, so then it doesn't matter. Mishini idea lachte choisies, yin sheimea li alfin, einin ulayin alfin, chayisibase, lo yises kapov. The truth is that today, hardly any Jews, maybe the Yemenite Jews, know how to distinguish in the pronunciation between a pronunciation of an aleph and an ayin. But some mele, it's a mishneh. But when everybody is like that, it doesn't apply. But other things that not everybody is incapable of pronouncing it correctly. So then he should not be nesis kapo. Cotton shall have the sarees in Nisis Kabuf Niatsmiklar, by himself not. Avol in Keanim Shindelim, Nese, Lilmedel is Hanech, like all mitzvahs, Mutsatrino, whom he shavish the sarees, Nisis Kabuf, a few of Niatsm, Umiu Dafke Bakoy Baum, Viloi Bikfies, Achi Smale, Skone, Shoz Yochalis is Kabuf, a few Yehidi Bikeva. So what it means, Smale Skone, supposedly he shaves. So it's also Nismal Iskone. Nismal Iskone is, he's old enough that a beard grows. V'chol she'yia lishonim sh'ol Nismal Iskone, afal pishol Nismal Iskone, be Nismal Iskone. Kein sh'o agas ha'nefesh, afil b'sheik l'yises kapo. No averes disqualifies a kein from duchanin, except two averes, ritziche and avrizore. So kein m'leichem domin m'leyo. Yideichem domim leo. Kein shoragas hanefesh shoy afil b'sheyeik lo yises kapov. So the Arishenim will say that afil also tshuve, even if he did tshuve, but if he was nichshel in the yisar ritziche and even b'sheyeik, so he can never be yises kapov. But the Arishenim will say if he did tshuve, then he can be yises kapov. V'yesh emrim dimoso tshuve neisi kapov. V'yesh lo hokero bal tshuve shalulun daros bifneyem. V'hokanok. Mol tinei kumeis neisi es kapov. But why is this different? The answer is, there is a difference between somebody who is eirik nefesh b'sheyeik and not because of a mitzvah, and somebody who is eirik nefesh b'sheigig be'ines and because of kavonis mitzvah. Moltine kumeis neisies kapov v'imo meranin. That doesn't refer to tine. In general, not moltine kumeis. In general, if there is a rumor that a certain kayan was involved in Rishich, a rumor, but just a rumor bound. So, v'imo meranin. So since it hasn't been verified, we are not allowed to stop him from duchaning. Even though a shifadam cannot, but you have to know, but in case there is a rumor, it might be that he's completely innocent, so how can we be mivaze him misofik? There's another avere. The avrizore disqualifies. Achloyalu keani aboma. So it's like aveide. So he becomes posel aveide, and he says kapayim is like aveide. Mumas, so there's a difference between the avere of ritzicha and the avere of shosdomim. The avere of ritzicha is a special aloche in nisyes kapayim. Yideichen dom meleyo. In aveide, I don't know of such an aloche. In Aveide, in Aveide Samidosh, Aveide Samizbeach, that if somebody was Nichshel and Ritziche, he is possible Aveide Samizbeach. I don't know such a law. But there is a Kosov bei Nisis Kapayim, Yedich, Posik in Yishai, Yedich im Domeleo. Mashenke, Avizore, and the country, the Posik is the Posik, Zeus HaKosuf, Avede, Achlu, Yalu, Kine, Abomo, and it has application to Nisis Kapayim, because Nisis Kapayim is also Avede, to a certain extent. Mula, Avedes, Chovim, Luyiso, Eskapo, V'yei Shemrim, Shimoso, so that means, a Mishumet, a Kein, a Mishumet, cannot be Nisis Kapo. So then there is a machlekes resheni. What is if he did tshuve, a mishumed who did tshuve? So the resheni in the shittes Rambam is that his person is eskapayim. Rabbi Gershon Miragelo says that he's kosher, and the country is an avera not to let him because we are nearly nailed delas with neighbor tshuve. So he says v'yei sheimrim, but the Machad Ramo says v'yei sheimrim she et Ramo et the Machaber and I mean the Machaber says v'yei sheimrim she also tshuva neisi kapov. There's the sheet of Rabbi Gershon Rashi, and the Ramo says v'cheinika. In other words, we always pasken shall nilil delis if there is any machlekes reshenim where there is a question of making it difficult for Bali Tshuva, I think the Achlal, we always pasken that we should not do something that might interfere with Tshuva. Vim nenes li divri hakal neisi kapu. Shoso rivis yayim li basachas lo yiso es kapu. So in other words, this is a aloche also that applies to Aved in general. And it applies to Nisis Kapayim because Nisis Kapayim, in certain respects, is also an Avedi. So if somebody drank a Revis Yain, Bibasachas, Lo Yiso Eskapov. Lo Yiso Eskapov. In other words, that because Su Yain al Yavit, and Davidos Micholeles by Su Yain. As a matter of fact, the halacha is not halacha of shikras, because by aveide there is a nisya for a suyain to do the aveide and for a shikra to do the aveide. Somebody can be shikra without being a suyain. Suyain means wine. Suppose he takes a schnapps, so he's more shikra than wine. It has more alcohol. So Suyain isn't, but the Shikar is short Balam Shakrim. So a Kayan who is a Shikar, not Suyain, is not allowed to do the Aveide. It's a lot, but him also Avidose in Mukhlalis. Mashinkim by Suyain, so not only it's Osea, and there is a Chiyuv Misib Lishamayim, but the Aveide is Mukhlalis. A Shikar, not Suyain, is also a receiver alive, but Misib Lishamayim there isn't. Suyayin is not only, does not only involve love, there is a Chiyuv Misib Lishamayim, and then an extra aloche by Suyayin, that Aveda is Mechulalis. So, what is Shikya? Shikya means in Yochel Yidabar Fnei HaMelech. In other words, if he's so drunk that he acts in an uninhibited way, let's say he comes to the king's palace. Ah, how are you, my friend? And he puts his hand on his shoulder. So that's called the shikya. He doesn't know how to act before a melech. So in order to, so if he didn't drink wine, he just drank schnapps or whatever, vodka. So then only if he has attained that degree of drunkenness, that he's completely uninhibited, he doesn't even know how to talk when he meets a melech, so then he cannot do the aveide. But if he's able to control himself before a melech, he can do the aveide and he can be nisis kapov. However, if he drank wine, even if he knows how to control himself, so then he still cannot do the aveide and he cannot be nisis kapov. So what's the shia? Revis yain, short one time. Shoso revis yain basachas liis eskapov. Shoso mishnei pomim, But suppose he doesn't drink at once, two, oishinos l'sechem atmayim is muta. Vimshoso yisem revis, afal pishu mozok, even though he's diluted, afal shosi b'chamopomim, lo yiso eskapov, acher yoso yenim eilov. Why? Because if he drinks more than a revis, then he is drunk to a certain extent. So he cannot be neskapov until he becomes completely sober. Hoyubei, Madvorma meni says kapaim afal pishin midagi mis, loy hoyubei, Madvorma meni says kapaim afal pishin dagi mitzves, picholom ran nachov nesis kapov, shinshor averes meni says kapaim. Only two averes disqualify came from duchani. Shechosdomim and avizore, but other averes, chil shabbes, I remember my father. It's not like the Mishneh Berurah, but my father was very makpid. Years ago, when there are so many Jews who on Yom Noroim came to shul, and they all mechal shavuot chesed, kept their business because of the tayves hamomim. They couldn't make a living. Open on Shabbos, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur they came to shul. So they received the psak from some rabbonim, a big bali roi. They held that the justice of the Zore puzzles, disqualifies from Nisir's Kapayim, so he'll shave Farasi also. The Mishneh Berurah puzzles like that, because we know that there is an analogy between Mechal Shavu Farasi and Avri Zore, Ligabi Mumel Chalatere Kule. But my father was very makpit, that every Michal Shabbos who comes to shul, even though he's Michal Shabbos Faresye, because that he felt, why is he so makpit? Like this, he wasn't makpit. Suppose a Kayan, who because of a certain eccentric reasons, didn't want to do eccentric reasons. Why? Because he didn't like the other Kayan, and he didn't want to stand in one line. So my father used to tell him, I can't force you to do chum, but go out of the shul before it say, otherwise you'll be mevatel neserais. Masheinkel gamachal shavifaresye, he didn't even tolerate that. Why? So my father said, because then it will be less disposed to the tshuva. If he knows that he has to do chum, and the truth is, about 50 Michal Shabbos Farsi. There were so many in the shul where he davened, you know, in the Yeshiva University auditorium, so there were 1,000 Mispalim. So I was showing you in Kippur, you probably had at least a few hundred Michal Shabbos Farsi. And my father, not all of them were Kehanim, but there were about 40 Kehanim. And my father forced the Mamish to do chum. And about 25 of them became Shomer Shabbos. And he was very makpit, and he couldn't stand it when a Rav said, the Mishneh Berurah paskin. So he says, Metav Vista Alein Adin zu paskin. Sie do andere paskin mechen. So my father said that, of course, the Mishneh Berurah is the Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael, but with this psak, he doesn't agree with the Mishneh Berurah, because the Mishneh Berurah assumes that since Avri Zore, he precludes, disqualifies Ikean from Duchaning, some Mele, Chil Shabbos Farsi, the same thing. That would be true if it would be on the basis of the Din Mumer. But it's not on the Din of basis of Mumer. There are many Rishenim who say, even if he did Tshuve, so if he was Nichshol Avri Zore once, so he can, this is Kapov, if he did Tshuve, he's not a Mumer. If he did Tshuve, he's not a Mumer. So Mele, it's a special halacha like Ritziche, it precludes from the Zeskapayim. So this is halacha in Avedi, Achli, Alokin Abomis. So it is no Shaiches, with Michal Shabbos Farsi. But I know so many Kehanim Michal Shabbos Farsi, because my father was so adamant, and he even had arguments with other Rabbonim, they thought this is over Poshut. That in itself
he induced them to tshuva. But then, if the Kain was nichshel in avere of kedusha that is peculiar to Kehanim, then there is a special takone. Lo yiso kapov. Ve'ineyagim be'kedusha afil likhes b'teo rishen v'afil girsho imeiso posla sheyodo v'anoye al das rabim v'anoshim shehu osa ben. Nitmo l'me sheinu mishive meis mitzve posla naduch. וכל מיילה סכונה עד שיושב ויקביל שמיית נועד למייסים. ויש אמרים דמי שיש לבס שהמירו עליו לסכחובים, אוי שזונסו, אם יחוי ונועי צי, אם יחיו ונעיס ליקאצ'י. But that has nothing to do, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, לגבי נסיעס כפיים, that's only לגבי נמיסווה וידשתי, to give COVID לפתיח חישן, לבורך חישן. So they're not. But the Gabin says Kapayim, there is no such halacha. So Mechiyom is Lekachik or Vio Mechalales. Hecholo, and he says Kap, I can't marry the Grushe. The son is not a Kain. So he's like a regular Yisrael. So Mele, he cannot be Nisis Kap. So, on the contrary, he'll be either the essay of Zar Shebirech. Achar Shiva Simi Aveles, Ovel. Essay it means, novel acha shivas mi aveles nisi kapo u visir shivas mi aveles yeitsim bisakneset bishosh kire kian. So the yeshemim, why is he yeitsay? Because he's not disqualified, but it's not a proper thing. So mele he should be yeitsim bisakneset. The yeshemim the whole man aveles atlad vis chedesh alo valim nisi es kapo vichei neagim bindines. But not in all places there is that minig. In many places, the minig is not like it. Kein afal pishu ponu neisi eskapov. V'yesh emrim dein neisi kapov da shor bel yish or shor bel simcho. V'amvorech yesh loy liyiz b'simcho. It's a special halach. It's halach in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah, it's not in the hechsher of the Nisis Kapayim. Suppose a Kayan is Nisis Kapov and he's completely overtaken by sadness, whatever reason. So he's Mikhaim the mitzvah, but he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah Bishleimus. And in the broche, we say, with love. So that means Bishimche. Because if there is a diminution in simcha, there is a diminution in love. If somebody is not shameach, it sounds Hasidic, but that's the truth. If there is a diminution in simcha, there is a diminution in avas Yisrael. And since the mitzvah is levoras ame Yisrael be'avo, so mimele it involves also the simcha. And but hashorob leisho yishorob leisimcha. So mele, there is a shitas rishenim. So rishenim that he shouldn't do. From borish v'simcho. V'noagu sheneisi kapov afal pi sheininos. U'mikol mokim moreise shalise kapov emich miyoti. Rak shalihei b'saknesis. But somebody shor bel yisho. So there is diminution in simcho. So if he is a kohen and he wants to do him. And he wants that he should be qualified for duchening l'chol hashites. So then, of course, he should get married. But suppose, as long as he doesn't get married, so kudadishem yishor misam chaleiv. So then, it will supply him the simche, even though he's not married. So then, he'll be able to duchen according to all shites rishen. Umikol mokim oreitze shol lisakapot meich miyodei. Rak sheliyei b'saknesis, b'shor shekirin kihanim, oy emrim lehem likol yideyem. Noagu b'chol m'dinseu shneisin kapayim el b'yontet, mishum shosh shruyim b'simchas yontet, v'itev leivu yivorech, mashein kim b'shor yomim, afil b'shabosis ha-shono, shetrudim b'yirurim, al michyosom v'al bitum l'achtom, v'afil b'yontet v'nisin kapayim, elo b'tfilas muset, in the name of the Netziv. So Netziv said The Gemara paskens, that's the mini kol yisrael. I mean that in chutzlaret you only do chol ayontef, and even ayontef not knowledge from Esres. Shach is not only musaf, because then there is a special spirit of simcha. But not yisrael, we do chol every day, b'meisachel. So Nitziv said, Monefshach, if in Yimei Achil there is no Simche, so why not Eretz Yisrael? So Nitziv said, Eretz Yisrael has the capacity to be Misameach. So Memele, only in Chutz Lores there is a diminution of Simche, but in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yimei Achil there is no diminution of Simche. וכל שחריס ומוסף שנעיסים בכפיים עם רשליח ציבור אלוקים אלוקי אביסינו ועם הכיפורים נעיסים בכפיים כביונטף ויש מקימי שנעיסים בכפיים בנילה ויש מקימי אפילו בשחריס אלו טבעי שהקיינים היפרים בוהם לידורם ולצופים ורחו ושמרחו לכל שון ונהגים שמעריכים בניגון אלו טבעיס In other words, at the conclusion of each bracha, it's a bracha mshaleshes, yishmerachlo, and and then yichoneko and v'yisolocho sholem. And these words were that conclude one bracha. So the keanim amnagin and the given opportunity. The tzibo to say the rebbeinu shalom. V'neyagim shemarich minikas elu teveis kicholachas me'en who seif brocha b'fnei atzma. V'ayim em ribin k'mi shemifarash that's mentioned the tzimorim brochas k'mi shemifarash b'simen k'vlamet. Even though there is a certain variance in our minig in the rebbeinu shalom. According to gemorim brochas mentions the rebbeinu shalom of chalim chalamti. But our meaning is Chalim Cholam, the Rebbeinu Shalom Chalim Cholam, we say at the conclusion of the first brachas. But by Sholem, we don't say the Rebbeinu Shalom Chalim Cholam, we say something else. I never understood that, but that's the meaning called Yisrael. So it probably has a basis. I don't know what is the mocker for that, but it seems, on the surface, it seems not to conform to the Pashtus Lashna Gemara, even though it's not spelled out by the Gemara. Uvishor shemarichim b'nigin ateish v'sukim dan yishmerecho v'choneko sholim v'amikarei. The one, the Shliach Tzibur, he's not allowed to say the Rebbeinu Shalom. Eloyim Arebu. Also, yishtamish b'kein afribun azeh dahavek emil behegdesh im limoch alokah.
There is no nila only in Kippur. We have nila only in Kippur. Kiyem HaKippur. Avoloi b'mincha. Mincha there is no nises kapay. Why? Mishum nishriche shikres v'ish esho. Shemo yehyake en shikha. V'gozru b'mincha shal tanis oto minchas shor yom. So, in nila ami mincha the Chachorim said that there is no Nisiyas Kapai, even though the Keanim are not Shikya, but it's likely, because Minche Bizman Chazal is usually davened, they davened Minche Beit Ayin Gode, because they had to eat, and there is a Nisya to eat a Sude before you daven Minche. So Mele, they davened Minche a little early. Even if they davened in Chaktane, not in Chagdele, but it wasn't, they didn't daven Mamish Somuch, Lilayla. Some Mele, it was likely that there would be Shikres. So b'minche kol hashana. So then there is no nesias kapayim because of the possibility of shikhes. So and then b'minche shaltanis there should be nesias kapayim. There's no shikhes, but the chachomim ogezer b'minche shaltanis or to mincha shoyon. Avol b'tayni she'im be'nile, but b'tayni is that there is no nile. Hoyu tfilas minche somuch lishkiyas hachamo, hidayme litfilas nile. But because, like this, during the year, so they don't minche not somuch lishkiyas, because they are not allowed to eat before minche. So they had to dam minche first and then eat. So mele it was still idayim godel. But antayni is, that has no nile, like the tanaisim we have, that there is no nile, so then the mincha they daven somuch lishkiyah, because there is no reason as to why they should daven mincha early. So mele they daven mincha somuch lishkiyah sachamo, so it was similar to nile, just as nile and in kippah. When we daven nile, mamesh somuch lishkiyah, that's the aloche. And in the after soil, when the logiza tiny salatzibu, because of shomim of adotzores, so they also had the tzuras nile, and that nile was also davened somoch lishkiye. Some mele, be tiny shein be nile, hoyu tzuras minche, somoch jes kachamoy dim li tzuras nile, be ein, be ne deime li tzuras nile, be ne mischal, he dim li tzuras nile, be ne mischal efes be minche. And it cannot be mixed up with minche shel shoyom hilkach yesh bo nisyes kapay. So that means that tiny shein bo nile, so let's hay otanesim, otanesim. So since it is somuch, it is demilit vilas nile, because we daven usually, is man chazal certainly, so we daven minche somuch lishkiye, some mele, it cannot be mischale with minche shoyomim, because minche